I'd like to welcome everyone to the study session for Mesa City Council for Monday, May 17th, 2010. The first item on our agenda is to review tonight's agenda for our regular council meeting. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. TV was talking back to me.
No.
It was about a 3-second delay, and it was really, really weird. Page 5. Page 6. Page 7. Page 8. And page 9. Okay. Reports on meetings and conferences attended. Councilmember Richens.
This weekend I attended our National League of Cities Community and Economic Development Steering Committee meeting, which was held in Riverside, California. It was a really good meeting. Talked a lot about the Small Business Administration and the loans that are available to small businesses and various, there's lots of different programs that they have and other economic development issues. Committees right now had been focused on a lot of affordable housing, that kind of issues in the past, but they are squarely focused on economic development right now, given the recession. It was a good meeting.
Thank you. Vice Mayor?
Yes, Friday morning is my privilege to go to the ribbon cutting of the United Food Bank, where they refurbished the facility, doubled their space, their operation, a great deal to see, and they had a wonderful turnout of all the folks who participate, different agencies who work through the food bank. So great deal right here in Mesa to have that big warehouse for the food.
Good. Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, I had the opportunity to watch some fabulous golf at Longbow this weekend with the NCAA Division II Women's Golf Championship. And it was, it's always humbling to watch a 100-pound tiny little woman just hit the ball 280 yards. So it was very fun right here in Mesa, and it was free, and it was very nice. A lot of fun.
Good. That's great. Anything else? Councilman Fenter and I had the opportunity this morning to attend the ribbon cutting for the El Jardín de Marc. Is that what they call it? Okay. Great little project down in the Reed Park area where Marc, center of Mesa, the city of Mesa, state of Arizona. Who else was involved in that? Mesa Can, New Leaf, that's right, Mesa Can/New Leaf. And they took, four or five triplexes that really had seen much better days. They had been boarded up and doors kicked in and everything. It was really an eyesore and blight. Through a combination of the agencies and some funds and grants, completely rehabilitated these units into beautiful, beautiful living units for special needs people. A great start in an area that that needs new investment, and exciting to see that happen, and also a great way to start out a what I would consider an effort to really reclaim that area. And I hope that the good investment that happened there and the example that those agencies given there to invest in the community spills over onto the other property owners. I think in the past we've seen that happen. I also hope it sort of puts any slumlords that are on notice. And unfortunately, our city, we have far too many people who care more about cashing a check than they do investing in the community. And I hope it's a notice to them that we're serious about getting rid of them. Not ashamed to say that, because we want people who care about our community, and people who take out of our community don't care about it. So thank you very much to Marc and New Leaf and State and our staff and everyone who was involved in making that happen. It's really great. Drive down Broadway Road right as you get to Reed Park, and you'll see a nice little very, very attractive complex with where they've done some great work. Vince DiBella, who was the architect on it, very, very great deal. So we had the opportunity to go to that. So thank you. Councilmember Higgins.
Mayor, I just recalled there was a bone marrow registry drive that was on Saturday at Lacenda's Plaza at Power McDowell Shopping Center, and over 300 individuals came and got the little cheek swabs to be registered for the bone marrow registry in the program called Be the Match. So very fun, 300, great, from all over. Actually, previous Vice Mayor Claudia Walters and her husband were all the way out in Lacenda's getting tested for bone marrow. So it's very, very exciting.
Being cheeky.
Cheeky.
Cheeky swabby. It's a new dance. I don't know. Mr. Brady.
Thank you, Mayor. Mayor and Council, just a reminder for those on the Neighborhood and Community Services Committee, the meeting that was previously scheduled for Thursday, May 20th, has been rescheduled to Monday, June 7th at 3:30 p.m., and we will have a study session on May 20th at 7:30 a.m. Thank you.
Okay. Anything else? Boy, after 2 months of two-hour study sessions and budget things, I don't know what to do. Vice Mayor knows what to do. I have a motion to adjourn. Second from Councilmember Richens. Oh, no, that's tonight. We don't do that, remember? So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much. We'll see you upstairs in about 20 minutes. Thank you.